Good morning, good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Homes, your host here today and every Saturday talking real estate, bringing the latest news and information, advice to help you make smart real estate decisions here in Greenville. I'm Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty Greenville Upstate. Thank you so much for joining us today. And one of the things we also like to do every Saturday here on the air on your favorite local radio station is just connect the community and make sure that, what makes Greenville great, what makes people want to move here and raise their family here and start a business here, it's our people. And one of the things we like to do is just have folks on that are doing some great things in our community, whether they've started a local business or they're working a nonprofit, whatever it is, we love to just kind of connect and bring a voice to folks here in the community. So you can be introduced to them maybe for the first time or re-familiarize yourself with something that they're doing. So that's going to be one of our what we're going to be doing today on the show. We're going to introduce you to a local business owner that's doing some really neat things in the community with coffee. And so you're going to want to stick around and check that out. But before we dive into that, just want to bring you a little bit of information about what's happening here from the local real estate perspective. We're going to dive into some of that later today as well, but we're going to bring you the market statistics. So what is happening right here in the Greenville market for the number of homes that are available, number of sales, the average sales price. You're going to be very interested to know what that is right now. And if you are watching anything related to real estate, you know that the average sales price is going up and up and up. So we're going to be talking about some of that. And of course, our show is brought to you a sponsorship every week from Daryl Holland at the Holland Law Firm. Daryl and his team do a fantastic job when it comes to real estate closings and making sure that all those things are just as smooth as possible. So you can go to upstateclosings.com or give them a call at 864-467-0500. And if you have a real estate transaction or if you have a question maybe about title insurance, about anything related to the legal aspect of real estate, we always recommend Daryl and his team. Like I said, upstateclosings.com or give them a call at 864-467-0500. And I want to also just make sure that you are familiar with our website as well. It's mygreenvillehome.com. It's the name of the show, so we thought we would make it simple and make our website that as well. And it's a great resource for you if you are thinking about jumping into the real estate market, looking at either buying or selling. Lots of great resources there for you. And, of course, all of our shows are archived on there. You can go to the resources tab and then pull down radio and TV. And you'll be able to see a lot of our past shows on there. Last week we talked with Brenda Luganbill about just hospitality and making sure that you've got everything correct and done positively when it comes to having people in your home. And we talked with Jack and Megan on TV about home improvements that earn the best return on investment. So we got that. Of course, our interview with Mike Cruz from Make Greenville Yours, who just does a great job of introducing a lot of folks here to the upstate, is on there as well. So go check those out, and you can download those in more of a podcast format and see what's happening there on our archive. So that's mygreenvillehome.com, and lots of different resources there for you to jump on. And, of course, if you have a real estate question specifically for us, if you maybe you are thinking about selling or thinking about buying, you can reach out to me directly at 864-527-7685. We would love to help you, love to connect with you, and see what we can do to help you. Well, real quick, before we bring on our guests, I want to tell you about a brand new listing we have in the Chestnut Hills subdivision. Now, this is a great subdivision, very close to Prisma, Greenville Hospital System, a very affordable neighborhood in that area. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, nicely updated, $210,000. It's at 107 Farmington Road. So go to mygreenvillehome.com, check that out, 107 Farmington Road. And for just $210, you can be in a really great location right there and check that house out. So go to mygreenvillehome.com and just type in 107 Farmington Road. Well, getting back to our program this week, I want to introduce you, if you have not already become familiar with Unlocked Coffee Roasters. They are a locally owned, started their business in 2018. Husband and wife, Rosie and Andres, are business people, entrepreneurs in the coffee industry right here in Greenville. So Rosie is kind enough to come on with us today and introduce herself to our listeners. So Rosie, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Dan, for this amazing invitation. It's an honor for me and my husband to be able to share a little bit of our story and obviously to build community with you guys as you are doing it right now. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, tell us, I guess, a little bit. We've got to go to a break here in a few minutes, but just give us a kind of an overview about yourselves, how you guys got into this and where you're from and all that kind of stuff.
Well, making the long story short, we are both from Colombia, South America. My husband moved to the States probably like 20-something years ago. And then we met. He moved to Greenville because of everything that was happening here. I mean, the weather, the growing city, the people, just the atmosphere of welcoming. And then since, you know, I mean, Colombia is known by having one of the most amazing coffees in the world. And that is part of our culture and the heritage that we carry. So that made us feel a little bit more closer to our homeland. And then we just found out that through coffee, you can build community. I mean, coffee is a language itself. So we decided to start roasting. My husband began to make some studies about roasting, reading about the business. And that was kind of like the highlight for us. Like, this is something that could build community. This is something that could bond us to our country, and we love it. So passion and I mean, community just made us open this business that is located in the West Greenville area, in the Po West. And then obviously 1 year ago we started the coffee shop, like the brick and mortar place. And during the pandemic we opened, so it was kind of like a block in our dream, you know, right, in our planning, but we made it. Actually, this October, it's been a year that we have had our doors open, so we are celebrating as a milestone this year of being our business open. So we are excited, and that's kind of like our story, how this business started, and how this keeps us close to our homeland, Colombia.
Yeah. What a great story. That's so neat to be able to. So he started, did he just learn on his own how to roast coffee?
Well, he was, that's funny, the story, because he was an insurance agent. He keeps on doing that. But it just like something that we carry. I mean, when you wake up in Colombia, coffee, you go to sleep, coffee, like everything is about coffee. And actually, the idea was given by God for us to start it. And then he began to read about the business. Mm-hmm. He began to read like books about it. And then there's a local importer here in Greenville called Alley Coffee. And they offer courses for you to start learning about roasting. There's a lot in the States, but this one was here. So convenient, and he started his classes there for about like 6 to 8 months, if I'm not wrong. And then we began roasting in 2018 and selling online in our online store. And then the opportunity of having like a commercial place came up, and then we decided to open the coffee shop at the Po West.
Okay. We're talking to Unlocked Coffee Roasters. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home right here on your favorite local radio station. Thanks so much for joining us. We talk about real estate here every week, just bringing you the latest news, information, advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. And one of the other things we do is we just try to help connect the community. So introducing you to local businesses, entrepreneurs, people that are doing great things in our community. And so that's what we are doing today. We're talking with Rosie Salazar with Unlocked Coffee Roasters. And if you have not heard of Unlocked, you definitely need to check them out. They're in the West Greenville, Poe. Tell me, is it Poe? What's it called? Poe West. That's right. So how would someone find you, Rosie, if they wanted to come see your location?
So you can find us like online, just a Google search, really simple, Unlocked Coffee Roasters. Or you can find the building Poe West, P-O-E West. And then we are together with other businesses in the West Greenville. If you take Academy Street, make a right on Pendleton Street, then you will find a church, the First Light, make a right, and then you will find us right behind the church. It's a big development. There's a gym right there, a brewery, some chocolate place, a distillery as well, Greenville Culinary School, and office space, 98 Ventures. So we share that building with other cool people.
Yeah, awesome. So great little community right there in the west end of Greenville. So much happening there, and a great spot if you need to just jump in there. Get some coffee. They have a great location. You can come do that. We're talking with Rosie about kind of how they got started, how her husband learned to roast coffee. Of course, they're from Colombia, so that is a huge part of their culture. And so they wanted to bring that here and connect the community right here in Greenville. So Rosie, you're telling me that you started roasting coffee. Who are the customers that would buy the roasted coffee from him?
So it's funny because you never know what is going to come from the community you build, right? So there's people that is coming from all over. I mean, we have Hispanic customers, of course, because they kind of like engage with you. But there's people coming from Spain, tourists, I mean, local people that have moved from other states. As you might know, I mean, Greenville is just blooming. So people from California that are living in that downtown new development area. I mean, coffee lovers, of course, those coffee snobs that you see all around, they come to our shop and buy our coffee. But pretty much it's a very diverse community. And we just love it. I mean, even a lot of real estate agents come to our shop. Mm-hmm. To meet your clients and doing business. So each day you find a broad diversity of community coming to Unlock, not only to drink coffee, but to enjoy like all the pastries. And if they love the coffee, I mean, they can take a fresh roasted bag of beans to their house.
Okay. So you mentioned coffee snobs like to come there. What is it that sets your coffee apart from other places?
Well, I guess that is like the passion and the discipline that we put into it. We believe that doing things with excellency and love just makes you stand up. I mean, there's a lot of coffee roasters in Greenville, but as you know, I mean, you as well can say the same from your perspective and your business. If you do things with passion, people perceive that and makes you be different from others. So we believe in excellency and excellence in the service. And I think that is what is bringing people back to our coffee shop. And of course, it's not because it's my coffee. But it's really good. I mean, we roast it with discipline, and that makes the difference of a good bag of roasted beans.
Yeah. So do you source your beans from Colombia, or do you have a diversity in that? Or
so we have a diversity. Specialty coffee is really amazing because you can navigate through different countries of origin of the beans. So the core coffee, obviously, we have more from Colombia than other countries, but we source beans from Africa. We have a current coffee from Honduras, Guatemala, Peru. There's two African coffees, and of course the Colombian coffee. Mostly the places that produce specialty coffee, we import those beans. But our core, of course, is having more Colombian coffee than other coffee.
Right. So, you said you welcome people to come in your shop and do business and have coffee. And what do you have, like a specialty type of coffee that most people just come there for?
So people like a lot the pour overs. Have you had a pour over?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is what is like what they ask for, because they can enjoy like the purest form of coffee. And
right.
Because of the low process of extraction, they can enjoy more of the notes. But also, the people that are coming really like our chocolate espresso. So we made signature coffee with Colombian chocolate and shots of espresso. So it kind of like boosts everything up. If they're having a meeting, if they have to study, I mean, is the way for their system to get ignited.
Yeah.
So people are loving that a lot.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. It does seem like pour overs are very popular right now. So that's good. So you also mentioned you have some pastries as well, some food.
Yes. So it's funny, Dan, because the people just like when the reviews in Google that they write, we just laugh, because pan de bonos, or the Colombian cheese bread that are really popular right now, is something from our local state. We call it department, but here will be like a figure of the state.
Okay.
So it's a local pastry that is made with yuca flour, so it's gluten-free. It has cheese and, of course, the secret of the grandmother. And people are loving that. We mixed it with guava jam. And, of course, with coffee. I mean, it's perfect for a breakfast or like a brunch or even in the afternoon, just to have it randomly. So people are loving that, and it's something that is from our state. So that is very cool. So people write down like, hey, what is there? What you put in the ingredients is so addictive. We love it. Anyway. People are crazy about the pan de bono, and every day we just laugh about what people say about it.
And what is that called again?
It's called pan de bono.
Okay. And that's like a cheese and bread?
Yes. It's like it's like a bagel, the shape. It's like a bagel, but doesn't have like gluten, so that's why people like it more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds great. I'm going to have to come by and try that. That sounds amazing.
You're getting hungry now.
Yeah. So if you are out and about listening, you can just swing by here, Unlocked Coffee Roasters over in the village of West Greenville. Go see them. Go see Rosie and Andres and get some great coffee and learn more about them and their business. So, Rosie, this is, you know, like we talked about, you were drawn to coffee in particular is this sense of community. And, you know, people come, they like to sit down and talk and drink coffee. What, you know, as you think about Greenville and being a business owner here in Greenville, what are some of the highlights? What are some of the things that you enjoy the most about having a business here in Greenville?
Well, I guess it's the people. You know, they're very welcoming. They're very kind with you. They like to talk and share their story. I mean, that's the key of, like, building that community around coffee. Because, I mean, sometimes they just like to talk, and you're there to hear them. So you start listening to what they are doing, their projects, and since you begin to know like all the regular customers, you can connect them with other people, especially those that have moved recently to Greenville. Mm-hmm. So I guess what we like the most about Greenville is how people are with you. They are very welcoming. They like to help. They like to build and I mean, they don't criticize. They're always like with a positive vibe. So I think that that is what makes Greenville stand from other places. And well, obviously, like the city itself is beautiful, and the green is beautiful too. So that's something that we like about Greenville that we won't change. Like we will keep it. Yes.
Right. And that's kind of why I like to do this show and bring people on like you, because you know, as Greenville is growing so fast, people are moving here. I want to really kind of, you know, keep as much as we can that sense of community, the reason why people came here, and introduce them to people like you and your husband that are doing some great, great things here. What does the future look like for Unlocked Coffee Roasters? What are your plans for the future?
So our plans for the future are obviously a second location. There's still some things that we have to figure out. But definitely people are asking for a second location of Unlocked Coffee. If it's not here in Greenville, it's in a town nearby. But that is on the spot, and definitely we want to also have like a commercial building just for roasting. We currently have our roastery in the coffee shop, but as the business is growing, well, we will need to grow too. So that is two projects that we have on the spot for the future. Yeah.
So the coffee, like the, and you bag coffee and sell it as well, right? So people can come and pick up and brew it at home?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, we have the coffee bags there, and we also provide coffee for businesses as well, like wholesale accounts. So we have everything like in the bag, the roastery, the machine. If you go to our coffee shop, there's like a little donor. Actually, you can see the roaster in the bag. So everything that we do, it's like in the coffee shop. Right now, currently, yeah.
Awesome. Well, this has been fun. Thank you so much for coming on today, Rosie with Unlocked Coffee Roasters. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for the time, and thank you for all the listeners to this amazing radio station.
All right. Well, we will come by and see you soon. If you're listening to My Greenville Home, you got to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I want to thank our guest, Rosie Salazar with Unlocked Coffee Roasters. What a great story of a entrepreneur's husband and wife team right here in Greenville doing great things in the coffee business. If you want to go see them, they are open today at the Village West Greenville and Poe West, which is very easy to find. You can go over there to the Village West Greenville and see them. Go get some coffee. It's 556 Perry Avenue. And you'll see Poe West. There's lots of different businesses. And you can go in there and check that out, Andres and Rosie. And, of course, you can go to unlockedcoffee.com to learn more about them, order online, all that kind of stuff right there about their coffee in the Village West Greenville. As we jump back in the show today, I want to tell you about some land that we have available. If you're looking for land, Duncan Reedville, Robin Lake, there is some acreage available with a great house, $1.2 million. If you're looking for your own lake, very unique property, tons of potential here, development opportunity, 18-plus acres, plus a 3,400-square-foot charming house. Amazing 2,400 second home. So this is like your own compound with a pond, peaceful setting, wildlife, swans swimming in the private lake. Property sits near BMW and lots of business right out there. Tremendous opportunity for either subdivision, commercial potential, or just keep it as a private estate for your own property right there. So right in the heart of an opportunity zone as well, largest privately owned parcel this close to BMW. So A lot of potential right there. You can go to our website, mygreenvillehome.com, and just put in 350 Robin Lake Road in Duncan. And you can see all the details about that property. Well, one of the things we want to do today is just give you a quick update on the local real estate market, kind of run through some of the numbers, give you a flavor for what's happening right here in our local market from a numbers perspective, and just kind of give you the local market statistics. And the first market statistic that we always look at is inventory, because the supply and demand is one of the biggest parts of real estate when it comes to the number that you need to know locally. And as usual, we have lower than this time last year numbers of homes available. So if you look at all the active single family condos, townhomes in Greenville, you're looking at about 3,100 of those versus this time last year, about 4,200. But of those 3,100, 1,532 have contingency contracts, which means they're technically under contract. So of the 3,100, 1,500, you can't even really put under contract right now. So you got to take that number off. There are 1,600 pendings. So all pendings there, and then 535 went under contract in August. So we're looking at kind of the August numbers, give you a little snapshot of what's happening in the local market. So inventory still continues to be very, very tight, and the number of available properties continues to dwindle as we see fewer and fewer homes available. And so, you know, one of the keys to understanding the market and seeing when the market's going to shift is rising inventory. So if you were to see that number go up, that would indicate a potential shift in the market. But we continue to see that number go down. So no indicators there of the market shifting to kind of slower. Still very much a seller's market in Greenville. If we were to look at the average days on market, right now it is 32 days on market. They put some new numbers in here. 32 is the average time it takes to sell a home in Greenville, 32 days, versus this time last year was 57. So about a 44% decrease in the time that it takes to sell a property from this year to last year. So that still indicates that homes are moving very, very quickly, which again gives an indicator of a very strong real estate market. If we look at the average price of a home year to date, so from January to the end of August, average price of a home in Greenville that sold through the MLS is $317,000 versus this time last year it was $273,000. So we've seen a 16% increase in the average price of a home in Greenville sold year to date versus this time last year. That's a very significant number. 16% is the biggest kind of year over year that I've seen since I've been in the real estate business. Just to give you an idea, from 2019 to 2020, it went up 10%. The year before that, 2018 to 2019, it went up 6.5%. So we've seen a 16% increase in the average price of a home, which is really becoming an issue for a lot of folks from an affordability standpoint. It really, you know, the average price of a home, the only kind of saving grace right now that we have for that is that interest rates remain so low. And so if you were to, you know, I listen to, you know, some folks say, well, I'm going to wait until the market crashes, which the market's not going to crash anytime soon. When you say crash, that would to me mean that the value of homes is going to go down significantly. I see no indicator of that at all. But even if it did, and interest rates were to go up, there's such a big difference in the affordability of home based on interest rate right now, where they're so low, still hovering around 3%. If they were to go up to 4, 4.5, 5, and we still have these prices, or even if the prices came down, it would really become an affordability issue for a lot of folks. So we are really saved by low interest rates here in the upstate. That's really kind of helping keep things moving very well. So if we were to dive into just August, the August numbers to kind of give you an indicator where things are kind of micro trending, we saw an increase of about 3.7% of the number of homes sell this August over last August. And then the average price in August up about 13% versus last August. So just in the month of August, the average price of a home that sold in Greenville was $334,000, which is higher than the average for the whole year. And the average days on market for a home in August was 21 versus 48 last year. So big numbers there. And in fact, I was kind of processing, looking through those numbers. And I was reading an article in the Greenville News the other day about property values. Here's the headline. Property values have soared in Greenville County, but some fear for the future. If that's not a typical news headline, I don't know what is. They've got to, kind of put that out there and then, add that little dig of, there's a fear in the future. And that's, I hope y'all understand at this point that is the news business in a nutshell, is to drive fear and discontent and get you to come back and keep watching, because there's nothing to fear about the future of real estate in Greenville. Absolutely nothing. And honestly, shame on the Greenville News for writing such a headline. And honestly, shame on some of the folks that are quoted in this article saying things that are just not accurate at all. In fact, one of them is a county council person who has said there's some fear in the ongoing real estate boom that may lead to another housing market collapse like the one that created a severe economic downturn in 2008. This council person says the same thing could happen again, which is just, it's patently not true. The factors that went into the housing crash, which was really a mortgage crash years ago, are not at all what's happening right now. This is a supply and demand issue. There has not been enough supply put in the market over the last 10 years, and we are we're just seeing the fruits of that. And so there's nothing to indicate that there is any reason for these homes to collapse or pricing to collapse in Greenville in particular. We have seen a huge run-up in valuations, taxable values increase in the county's 11 appraisal areas. Six of those saw double-digit growth, led by an 18% tax valuation in the area, reaching Greenville's west end to the Saluda River. Five Forks, of course, as well. So we got to take a break, but I want to come back and dive a little bit more into this, because the way that these articles are written is kind of concerning, in that they're trying to drive fear into you about what's happening in the real estate market, and there's nothing to fear about it. So you're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton. We're going to walk you through these numbers, show you exactly what's happening, so you can see what is going on in the local real estate market. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today, Dan Hamilton. We're going over just some local real estate statistic numbers, giving you an idea of what's happening here in the local market. Also kind of going through an article that the Greenville News published the other day about property values, how they've soared in Greenville County. But there is fear for the future because of this. So what has happened is the local governments have gone through reassessment. So they do this every 5 years, but because of the pandemic last year, it was delayed. But what we have seen is taxable value of property in Greenville County increase by about 48% over the last 6 years. Taxable value of all land in Greenville rose from $1.56 trillion to $2.3 trillion in those 5 years. So this article kind of talked about that, what's going on, where they're seeing values go up from a value perspective. So the median sales price for residential properties throughout the county jumped from 180 in 2015 to 240 by the end of 2020. That's the median, not average. And that trend, of course, has continued. And we're still seeing pricing go up, as we just talked about with the local statistics there. Development in Five Forks and Golden Strip, of course, has contributed to that. Five Forks area, of course, has absolutely just blown up. So countywide reassessments are conducted every 5 years. According to the person that kind of oversees this in Greenville, she says that it tends to overvalue the low homes, undervalue the high-priced homes. The latest assessment, she says, is even more problematic. There's nothing in the tables or models or mass appraisals that can predict what's going to happen. I've never seen the market quite like this. So just they're just kind of talking about all these things. And, of course, towards the end, they have to kind of throw in that there are signs of trouble. So let me kind of go through this. Right now, many residents relocating from places like California, New York, New Jersey, willing to pay more than asking price for homes in Greenville County. Some of the local real estate agents quoting here are saying that out-of-state buyers have kept sales brisk. The local housing market is starting to soften a little bit. So we just went through the market statistics. There's not one statistic in there that would lead anyone to believe that the market is softening a little bit. I mean, there's not one. The average price has gone up. The number of available properties has gone down. If you look at Supply and Demand 101, that is an indicator that there is no softening. The average days of market has decreased. And this agent also says we are seeing homes stay on the market a little longer than they have earlier in the year. The average days on market for a home sold in August was 21 days. The average days on market all year this year is 27. Last year it was 57. So I don't know where they're getting these numbers, but also they quoted a county council person again saying that the situation can change quickly, recalling how in 2007, 2008, all of a sudden the market dropped. Back then, the county had to spend deposits from developers to finish streets and subdivisions that were abandoned. Another agent is quoted as saying, I hate to sell houses to people knowing that they're paying way more than it's going to be worth if the market crashes. Then you're going to be upside down, and that happened back in 2007, 2008. All these guys keep going back to 2007, 2008, saying that, you know, that's going to happen again, when none of that was related to real estate in particular. It was driven by loans that were given to people, speculative loans, loans that were given to people that should not have been given loans. They didn't check on their actual income, all these kinds of different things. And it had nothing to do with demand for real estate. It had everything to do with what happened on the mortgage-backed securities fraud, essentially. So it's a little disappointing to see, especially some agents kind of jump on this bandwagon of we're going to potentially see another crash when there's just no data to indicate that. And if you go back and you look, find a chart over the past 10 years for the number of homes that were built over the last 10 years and compare that to the previous 10 years. And what you'll see is that we have undersupplied the market for about 10 years for homes out there. And even if all the homes right now that are in the mortgage moratorium and all those kinds of things that's happening, even if all those come back on the market as foreclosures, you're still not going to see enough to satisfy the demand for real estate. So I just the numbers don't tell me that there's any kind of indication of a collapse of real estate, and I would just say don't be duped by the Greenville News on that. There's still plenty of demand, And that doesn't mean that you make stupid decisions. That's why we talk about every week. We make smart real estate decisions based on all available data. So we want to be smart about it, but also don't have the sky is falling kind of attitude. Well, as we wind up today, I want to get to our Ask Dan segment where we take questions from you. If you have a question for us, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions and get those going. We'll be happy to answer them. One of the first ones is from Charlie Spartanburg. Says, how much money should I have set aside before considering a home purchase? Typically, Charlie, what you're going to want is about 3 to 5% at a minimum of the down payment for a house. Most loans are going to require about 3%. And then the extra, 2% there would just be for closing costs, for reserve funds, all that kind of stuff. So, it really kind of depends on your income, your savings rate, all those kinds of things. I can't give you like a hard number, but it's typically going to be about 3 to 5%. So if you're looking for, a $200,000 house, somewhere between $6,000, $8,000, $9,000, you're going to want for your down payment. And, you want to make sure that you've got plenty of reserves because whenever you buy a home, there's always going to be just some extra expenses that go along with that. If you've been a renter for a while, you're not used to, kind of spending money for the air conditioning that goes out or the plumbing, the electrical issue that comes up. So you want to really make sure you've got some extra savings for what could happen with your house there. So I always recommend make sure that you have a little extra and don't put all of your available cash into your home. Number two, Austin in Greenville asks, when is the best time to sell my home? And we get this question a lot from folks, when is the best time? Is there a time of year that is better than the others to sell a home? And they're really, honestly, the best time to sell a home is just when you need to sell a home. Greenville market stays pretty steady for demand all year round. There's some markets up north that just kind of everything stops during the during the winter, but we in Greenville we've got folks that are constantly looking at homes here all throughout the year. Statistically, I think there's a little window in the spring, kind of early spring, that if you were just strictly looking at the numbers, that you tend to get a little bit more for your home because what you want to do is time it where, you've got the least competition, but you've got the most buyers. And there's a little window in the spring kind of around the Masters time, although the Masters was off this year. Typically when the Masters is kind of April, where you've got that window of time where there's not that much competition, but there are buyers out there looking. But I always just tell people the best time to sell is just when you need to or you want to. Because there's just not statistically that big of a difference. But that's a great question, Austin. Really appreciate the question. If you want to submit a question, go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions, and we will answer them right here on the air. Well, thank you for jumping on with us today, listening to our show. Really appreciate our guest, Rosie Salazar with Unlocked Coffee Roasters. If you're out and about, I'd love for you to drop by. Say hi to Rosie, get some coffee, her and her husband Andres, and learn more about what they're doing there at Unlocked Coffee Roasters. It's a great little hidden gem in the Village of West Greenville area right there on Perry Avenue in Poe West. So go check them out. Great coffee, great pastries, and something just a little different than outside of the norm. And I always like to suggest people to shop local and spend your money with folks that are right here in our community and doing great things. And it really does wonders for our economy to be able to keep that money locally. So go check out Unlocked Coffee Roasters and go to unlockedcoffee.com if you want to learn more about them. And you can even order, I think, some things online from them as well. You can see their menu, events, all kinds of things there. You can even buy wholesale. If you want to do that as well for, maybe you own a restaurant or an office space where you want to jump in and check that out. Well, that is about all the time we have today. I really appreciate you tuning in to My Greenville Home. And if I can help you from a real estate perspective, I'd love to do that. Feel free to reach out 864-527-7685. Would love to help you when it comes to real estate. You can go to mygreenvillehome.com or, like I said, call me directly, 864-527-7685. And we would love to help you, whether you're buying or selling, kind of navigate that process of making sure you're making all the right moves when it comes to real estate here in the upstate of South Carolina. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week.